Greetings and salutations, fine people. I'm Patty Alvarez. Welcome to The Good Soul, a show where we'll have supercharged chats with everyday humans from all walks of life and unpack what in their story will inspire us all. We'll extract the untapped wisdom, distill it, and serve it up to you in all the right ways that will engage, enlighten, and most of all, inspire growth within your soul. I think people are awesome. So join me on this journey through the hearts and minds of ordinary people to uncover the good soul within you. This is The Good Soul. Hello, universe. Welcome to The Good Soul. We are on episode 12. Our episode 12 is titled Pain-Free Living. And I am lucky enough to be sitting next to what I would consider one of my saviors in life. That's kind of Dr. Dan Zaks.
Thank you for having me, Patty. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for being here, Dan. Dan is like one of my brother from another type category friends, where I come into your office every week unless I forget about my appointment, which I've done a couple times.
Yeah, it's a mulligan. Yeah, it's all right.
Oh my God. But Dan, it's phenomenal what you do. Dan is a chiropractor. What's the title? Certified chiropractor, licensed chiropractor?
It's a doctorate of chiropractic. These days, I tend to call myself more of a manual therapist. I mean, kind of the style of what I do is not typical for most chiropractors. So I kind of want to separate myself from that stigma, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Okay. Yeah, so. All right. More on the word stigma. I like that you brought that up. But manual therapist, you've never once said that to me. So those little bombs on the show. Yeah, that's good, because I'm just as surprised as the audience when I hear that. So that's great. So I think a big reason why I'm doing this episode, so my first love, I tell people all the time, was fashion. I was a cheerleader growing up, a gymnast. I dabbled a little bit in dance here and there, inevitably, because cheerleaders had to do that. I was never really an expert at anything, and found myself, had fallen in love with clothing and ended up in the clothing industry. So all the while of being in the clothing business, I would leave a 30-foot line on Black Friday and go teach a yoga class or go teach a spin class. I've always been attracted to body work. And I mean, what person, I don't care what decade we're in, starting probably from the 70s, 80s, 90s, we always want to kind of do better, look better, feel better. I hate using this line, but I'm stealing it from Julia Roberts in Notting Hill. I've been on a diet since I'm 14 years old, which is kind of sad, but that's the sad reality. But that's okay, because I have fun doing all this stuff, and I've made a lot of great connections, and I've turned it into my vocation, sort of, is now owning a yoga studio.
Absolutely.
So I take a lot of honor and pride in what I do, and most notably in how I treat my own body. No matter what position I'm in life, I manage to find myself getting massages on a regular basis, seeing a chiropractor on a regular basis. I take a hot bath every night before I go to bed. I try to avoid anti-inflammatory foods for the most part, and all everything that goes along with it. But I have to say, Dan, and I want everybody to hear me loud and clear, because it's the whole reason why I'm having Dan on today. Of all the things I do, leaving your office, I feel the best. So no offense to Ebony, no offense, Charisse, if you're listening, no offense, Joanna, all of my favorite massage therapists, you're all wonderful. Jill, of course, who does Rolfing. There's something about your style of treatment that resonates really well with me. I don't want to get too down into a rabbit hole, but I will say there's only one other chiropractor I've worked with, Dr. Kimberly Stark, who actually used to treat people in this very room.
Yeah.
I rented out to her. And what I like about what you do is you do soft tissue work before you crack bones. And you're going to make it sound a lot more sophisticated than me. We're going to get a little bit more into that in the next segment. But why don't we start with you? Why chiropractic care? What got you into this field?
I knew I always wanted to work with people in my hands. And a desk job was never appealing to me. I would have worked outside, but not necessarily, a day like today, I can't really set up my table outside for working like that. I remember a point in high school, I was a lineman, believe it or not, and I would, before our games, I would lay down on this PT table, the trainer's table. I would have some guys lay down, and I would work on my running back, and I would work on my quarterback, and I would just help their arms kind of loosen up, give them like massage type stuff. And it was just a calling to me almost. And It was sophomore year of high school. I went to a opportunity in a summer camp. They called it Cairo Camp. And it was a basically prospective students. If you wanted to check out what the profession was about, you could do this week-long camp where you'd go visit a college, you visit a clinic, you visit a cadaver lab, all this stuff. So I did that for a full week and just fell in love with the whole idea of it.
It was awesome.
Cadaver lab, I was excited to see that. I was, you know, all those things that people would be weirded out by. I just loved all every aspect of it.
Nothing grosses you out about the human body.
Teeth do. That's the only thing. Loose teeth on kids, really, just the one thing that gets me. But I can't handle like pimple popper either. That guy.
Oh, really?
No way.
Oh, I love popping Manny's blackheads.
No, oh, gosh.
I love popping his back. I know. Well, we were at the Mole Patrol. Yeah. No, we were at Mole Patrol, Dr. Simon, last week, and she's like, you can handle those. And
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so real quick, you're from where?
I'm from a small town outside of Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Okay. So, interesting that they had a Cairo camp. Our daughter went to something called Camp Med at Lake Norman Hospital, which was fantastic. It's very specialized.
Yeah.
Cairo camp.
So
the
school I went to, it was called New York Chiropractic College at the time I went to. Now they call it Northeastern Health Sciences College, I believe. They had one of their outpatient clinics was in a town 10 minutes from where I grew up. Okay. And I think that's where the hub was of, let's offer this to the local schools, see if anybody's interested.
Okay.
So I hopped on that, and you know, I was sold as a sophomore in high school. That's what I wanted to do. I went to college and just pursued that through everything. So,
okay. So, PS sidebar here, parents, amazing to think of what little kind of habits or camps, or who knows, you could have dinner at a friend's house and the husband could be, I don't know what. And look at what a lasting effect, something like that.
Absolutely.
And not only just Cairo camp, but how massively you impact all of the people around you with that one split decision.
Yeah.
So that's what attracted you to this field. And all the lives that you make better. Like, I say that to every teacher. I'm like, how important it is to understand you're not just cracking bones.
Mm.
You're making people live pain-free so they can be better wives and husbands and drivers and entrepreneurs. So
absolutely.
Tip my hat to
you, I appreciate that. I do my best. And it doesn't always work out, but at the same time, I treat everybody the way I would want to be treated as a patient.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're a fine man. I can speak firsthand knowledge. Okay. So we have about 2 minutes left. Skeptics. My sister is a great example. I think they're kind of, I don't know if witch doctors is the word, but debunk that myth, please.
Really, it comes down to old school chiropractic versus what I call new school chiropractic. Old school chiropractic, you come in 30 times, pop, pop, 2 to 3 minutes per treatment. And you're expected to feel better after you spent $3,000 on a treatment plan.
Mm-hmm.
So my style, I want results. If I'm not getting results, we need to find something that does help. And that's where a skeptical person, I want you to be skeptical, but you should also try things out. A lot of people you hear get benefit from chiropractic care. Maybe somebody had a bad experience with a certain style or a different type of professional person there. But at the same time, you know, there are a lot of good eggs out there. We hear about bad stories of any profession.
Sure.
I think skeptical people have a reason to be skeptical, but it's something that you should also try other avenues there so that's not a total lost cause, I guess.
Okay. So I'm going to say, out of respect to your peers, I'll say probably what you don't want to say. You and Kimberly Stark are two examples of chiropractors where I would go in, and you soften my muscles. So Kimmy always used to say, get a massage before you come to me. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing. So you do soft tissue work. And then you come in and pop my bones. And we're going to get into the details of popping bones in our next segment. But that you don't send in some bored lady with some vibrating machine and have her run in on my back for a couple minutes or hook some things up to me, like the TENS units.
Yeah.
Right. And then you come in and pop barely my bones for about a minute and a half and leave. That's
correct.
Not what you do.
Not at all.
You're with me for a full 40 minutes. So listen, guys, keep your badonkies exactly where they are, because in this next segment, we're going to talk about why the right chiropractor can really change your life. So don't go away. We love you. Peace. We'll see you in a few. Hey friends, welcome back to The Good Soul. This is episode 12, Pain-Free Living. So we never really think about the importance of what it's like to live pain-free when we go to lift our grandchildren, if we have to turn to go in reverse, right? We don't want to snap our neck.
Yeah.
I say in class every day, how many people do you know over the age of 60, 65 years old who broke their hip?
Yeah.
Right? If they turn, our bones, they turn into brittle. Motion is the lotion. Yeah, that's a funny story. Manny's hip would dislocate from time to time. And I'll be brief because it's a fake hip, but I'll be brief in saying that if you ever go to the ER and you hear that one nut in the next room who's screaming their head off, and I'm like, well, somebody knock them the you-know-what out.
Yeah.
My husband was that person twice in the ER. I'm like, please, can you just knock?
I wish I could be on to explain why I was like that.
Yeah.
Because the thing pops forward. Usually pops out the back. I went forward.
And yeah. Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
Got little, every nurse that walks in the room would like look at the chart and be like,
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so I want to get a little bit more into exactly what happens to the body. Mm. But first, let's talk about why people come see you. So what's the first thing a patient will say?
The big ones are neck and low back pain. Well, that's probably the largest population I see there of the daily come in and oh, no. Oh, crap moments, I call them.
Okay.
And
like emergency, like. See me now, my back.
Occasionally, I'm not much of an emergency chiropractor guy. If I have openings for that, typically, I did something this weekend. I was in this time of year gardening. Pickleball, huge right now, and just nonstop injuries from these things. But they're a lot of times now that I see it's not the oh crap moments where I was lifting a truck or I was lifting bricks. It's the small things where I bent down to pick up a sock and my back went out. I just turned over in bed and my neck locked up. Those type of things there.
Why do you think that happens to people?
It's a
great point.
Repetitive stress. So people have an issue that may be very small, so they don't really notice it at first. And now you start to compensate and new muscles start taking over, or you start to lose range of motion. So you start to decrease your range of motion. Other things have to work harder. Then it gets to a point where the straw that broke the camel's back, if you want to call it that, where that this whole process has been taking place and the reaching down to pick up the pencil not warmed up is the catalyst that, okay, now you have this inflammatory process going and they can't stand up straight and they're crawling around.
Sure. And I'm a big believer, and we talked about this. I obsess over this book. I know Dr. John Sarno, Healing Back Pain, and talking about that mind-body connection and how it really is a thing, big time. I mean, as somebody who teaches yoga, I'm a strong proponent in that. And I see it in people's eyes. I mean, sometimes in their practices, we call them baby deer, where they're kind of like, like baby deer, basically. And I always say, like, did you ever consider a massage or, some lavender oil under your nose?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you'd be in half the pain if you just would chill the you-know-what out.
Yeah.
But no, I think that that's a big thing. So tell me what exactly happens when you crack a bone. And I'm going to put that in layman's
terms. Yeah, yeah. And that's, we get the joke is we're crack addicts because everybody loves the cracking bone.
I'm a crack addict too.
But, really what it is our joints are all surrounded by, think of it like a water balloon, and it is full of a solution of synovial fluid, if you want to call it that, that has a bunch of things in solution. And when we change the pressure of a joint past a certain point, and popping a knuckle is a great example, when you pull your knuckle out, at a certain point it hits and you hear this noise. Mm-hmm. And contrary to popular belief, it is not bones making that noise. It is actually a gas bubble forming. It's called a cavitation, and that bubble forming and then popping is what makes that noise. So not too long ago, they demonstrated this. They had, basically knuckle popping under MRIs, and they could show it, and it was very high speed because the bubble is gone very quickly. So that now.
Is it bad for me to crack my knuckles? Because my mom used to yell at me.
So that's another one that's a common misconception. And this is one of my favorite stories about that. There was a medical doctor, and for, I think it was 40 years, it's either 20 or 40 years, he only cracked the knuckles on one of his hands and didn't crack the knuckles on his other hand. Amazing self-control there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then after that amount of time, he x-rayed and did imaging to his hands, and there was no difference. So it is not a bad thing. In my opinion, sitting in a chair and trying to pop your back is not as good as if you were stand up or lie down, do it because of compressive forces. Crushing your knuckles this way is not as good as pulling them. But realistically, you're not going to necessarily create long-term problems. Mixed views on that. I'm not a big fan of people that like to, manually try to pop their necks with their
like
own hands.
Me every day.
If you're turning your head and it makes noise and that's fine. But when you start to try and really thrust things on your own, the way I look at it is what I'm looking for is the stuff that's not moving. I want to move the joints that are not moving the way they should. Whereas when people are popping their neck, those are like already easy to move. So you might be missing the one that really needs it, but you're getting temporary relief from getting the one above and below it.
Well, that brings us to an important point. You had spoken to me on Friday about joints that are only move one way and joints. Can you speak a little bit to that and the difference?
So one of my certifications is called Select Functional Movement Assessment. And it's all based on movement and gauging people's movements and grading it. And they had a really neat way to look at the human body is that we have this alternating pattern all throughout our body of very mobile joints, and they're surrounded by very stable joints and vice versa. So as an example of that, you know, our knuckles on our fingers are very stable hinge type joints. Hinge. And next to that is a wrist that's very mobile, which
like
is then
ball and socket.
Yep. And then elbow is another hinge, very limited motion, stable joint, then shoulder. And so we can follow that pathway up and down the body. You know, the mid back is supposed to be very mobile, whereas our low back and our neck should be very stable areas. So when I see somebody with an issue in a knee, say, for example, I want to look at what the ankle is doing and what the hip is doing, because the knee should be a very hinge stable joint. And if it's moving more than it should, it's going to cause pain. Why are you moving it more? Is your hip mobility terrible? Or is your ankle, you have wear flip flops from, you know, crappy flip flops all the time. So your arches are falling, it's causing your knee stress. So that's where, you know, the site of pain not necessarily means that's where the source of pain is coming from. And that's what I try to look for versus I don't want to say anything bad, but orthopedists and a lot of other doctors look at the site of pain, and if it hurts in your knee, let's give you a shot in the knee and make the pain go away versus why is that pain there? It may not be from your knee, but that's where it's manifesting.
Sure. So do a lot of people come to you to avoid surgery? I know as a yoga studio owner, people do, which I think for me, I'm not a doctor, is a tall order and a huge responsibility. How do you take that responsibility? Like, how do you handle that?
Some of it is catering expectations. If they have imaging or they know we got bone on bone and, you know, we're not going to regrow cartilage. Unfortunately, there's a certain point, there's nothing to do that. But how can we strengthen your muscles? How can we strengthen your ranges of motion and get you to a point where you're functional? And a lot of times, you know, herniations are a great example. People always have these bulges or herniations. Well,
the big man in the corner.
Yeah. And
he's got a serpent in his belly.
Exactly. And that thing is just, what they found with, again, taking 100 people that never had low back pain for more than 2 days in their life, between 20 and 80, half of them had a disc bulge, didn't ever know it. A quarter of them had a herniation, never knew it. So these things can exist and it doesn't have to be a part of your identity. That's where people can grasp onto these things and they live with this pain and they become part of their pain. And, it's my herniation.
It comes
their
identity.
And really it's the inflammation. I mean, those things can exist without causing pain. And if we can get past that point and that avoidance because we're afraid it's going to go again, then, you know, we can live a functional, happy lifestyle.
Yeah. I forget what book it was. I think it was in Sarno's book where he said what an extraordinary machine the human body is in that you can break your femur bone and within, I think it's 3 months, it's fully healed.
Yeah.
It's the biggest, thickest, strongest bone in our body.
Absolutely.
And people will break their pinky toe or do something. And for the next 30 years of their life, all they want to talk about is this, again, I am such a strong proponent in the mind body. It's kind of like a little bit law of attraction-y.
Yeah.
But I think our body, every cell in our body is listening to our thoughts. Let's talk about the bulging disc, because this is a big one for me as a yoga teacher. Can you show us, I just ordered one of these from Temu, this is
my fun model here. Really, you know, historically people would hurt their backs and they say, quick, lay on your back, pull your knees to your chest, stretch out your hamstrings. And what ends up happening is when we bend forward and think of a bad like bending position, we all know what a good lifting position is, but when we bend forward like that, what ends up happening is our vertebrae compress together in the front and our disc ends up bulging and pressing out back, and that's where your nerve right here is. And that's going to hit that nerve or create that kind of pain. So what we find now is if we extend backwards, now we're doing the opposite. We're allowing that disc material to move away from your nerves, away from your spinal cord, back to a spot where it should be. You know, the average person, we bend down 40 times a day. How often do we bend backwards?
Yeah.
You know, not one, agree. Two, unless you're a ceiling roofer or like a stargazer. I mean, you know, most people don't bend backwards.
Sure. So. Well, Dan, I'm dying to get you in to do the Bikram Hot 26.
I know, I need
me.
To.
Doctor,
hey, look at that.
Yeah, it's big back bending. Dr. Kimmy used to say, if all of my patients came to your studio regularly, I might not be in business. But a big thing that she had taught me and Amy Clement, the former in the studio, taught me was just what you said. And when I walked into your office last week and you showed me said he got it on Temu.
I was so excited.
I'm excited too.
It was better than anything else. Everything else on there is like half or a quarter of the size of what you think it's going to be. That one was double the size.
You held up this. It was like that. You hold up this model. Like, yeah. It's like the size of a toothpick. You're like, I just got this on Temu.
Yeah, why not?
Right? So, but no, that was a really great, I mean, that's a really great example. And what is interesting is we do find relief in the forward folding. Mm-hmm. I love forward folding. And it also cocoons us in, mm-hmm. right? So we put our head down and it puts us in our own little space where we don't have to look or think or see.
Yeah.
So there's all these reasons why I feel like my mother used to kind of do this in the middle of my back when I would slouch over. And even my husband, when I walk around sometimes,
pull you up. Yeah.
shoulders back. I had a trainer once, Chad Sirifesi, and he used to say, sit like a secretary.
Yeah.
Sit like, or Dorothy Diana says, lead with your boobies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, walk, lead with your boobies. So keep your, I know this is a PG show.
It's a family show.
So listen, hang out, because coming up in our next segment, I am going to be face first on the table, and you're going to get to see a sample of Dan giving an adjustment. So don't go away. We'll see you in a few. Peace. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Good Soul. This is episode 12. We are talking pain-free living, and we're with one of my nearest, dearest, greatest, favorite saviors on this planet, Dr. Dan, who every week makes my body, kind of realigns me, brings me back into place. And we're going to give you a quick run through of what the process Dan goes through. And also, I want you to really understand once again, guys, that Dan is not your ordinary chiropractor. What was the other term you used, Dan?
Manual therapist.
Dan takes his time. He does soft tissue work. He's one-on-one with you. And I think that probably of all the chiropractors I've seen in my life, from New Jersey to North Carolina, the two I've loved the most and have stayed loyal to and have really made significant change in my life are the ones that work with me one-on-one. They handle and address my soft tissue work. And we talk about other stuff. We don't just talk about cracking bones. So you want to keep that in mind when you choose any healthcare provider, that it's not just a one-shot kind of, a one-off deal. There's all kinds of elements that go into our health and wellness. And so in this case, Dan, take us through. Let's do. I'm going to put my head down, man. Yeah. Will you come adjust my microphone, please? And let's get started.
You know, we typically look at what your area of concern is. Some people don't like anything done with their neck. That's fine. I don't have to get on your neck if you don't like your neck done. Some people like wellness. They just want to tune up really at whatever you're looking for. So, worked with you plenty of times. Initially, we're just feeling around with muscle tissue, looking for areas that feel out of normal. You feel enough backs or feel enough of anything, you kind of understand what should feel like normal supple tissue or areas that feel like there's knots in them. And my best description of what a knot is I like to use the analogy of a bungee cord. If you have a bungee cord, you can stretch it and you can contract it. If you tie a knot in the center of a bungee cord, now it still functions essentially the same, but it's shorter. So that shortness there can cause a change in your range of motion or cause other areas to compensate.
So Dan, in other words, you A, care about muscles, mm-hmm. hear that it's not just bones, and B, you can tell the difference in my body or your patient's bodies when they come in.
Absolutely.
And that dictates the course of treatment that day.
Yes.
Love correct. It. Okay.
And for example, if we're going into your low back here, if we get deep enough into this area here, you can feel that one. This muscle is called your QL, stands for quadratus lumborum. There's a test on this at the end. That is one of your deepest trunk stabilizer muscles and very, very deeply involved with rotation, sitting in poor posture, things like that.
So Dan, what is this doing right now? You're kind of like pressing on it and making it hurt, which is fine. I trust you. But why that?
So this technique, these all have fancy names, all these techniques. This first one, we call it ischemic compression. So ischemic means lack of oxygen, compression, pretty obvious there. What we're trying to do here is force blood flow to get to the area, force your body to become aware of the area. So we increase circulation. I want more blood flow in there. We get rid of lactic acid, carbon dioxide, the stuff that causes discomfort and irritates our nerves, and we increase oxygen and blood flow. So those are all things that we're trying to basically
initially kind of move with when I'm just poking and pinching on muscles.
And what creates the lactic acid and was it carbon monoxide?
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah. What causes that?
It is literally just you existing, your body being alive. Exercise, you know, we all know that burn, or most of us know that burn when you're doing something very vigorous and you feel like your legs are going to explode. That's lactic acid, and that's just a byproduct of how our muscles work and what comes out of them once we are doing activity. And it, once we have oxygen in an area, then we use that oxygen up. It produces carbon dioxide, which is also something we want to get rid of. That's why we breathe. Now we're getting into some hip rotation movements. I definitely like, we are movement beings, so why not, when we try to address muscles, we add in movement here. So we're into some of your deep glute muscles. You know, we have three glute muscles. We have glute max, medius, and minimus. We want to hit all of them. And a lot of times people start to feel outside here, and these areas tend to be a little bit more tender than the lower ones.
Right. So we're still in the soft tissue phase. Absolutely, of our treatment. Yep.
And then just for demonstration, we'll typically do this a little bit longer in a real session. I like to use tools too. So this is a soft tissue tool, stainless steel. Everybody calls this scraping. It's not the right term for it. The actual term for it is instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. That's a mouthful, but essentially what we're doing is typically use some kind of a oil or something on here, and what we're trying to do is break up that scar tissue, break up those knots with this tool, just because we can get a little deeper in there. It's slightly more aggressive than just me using my thumbs, but it definitely has a better response of pulling blood flow to the area, trying to clear out scar tissue, and we're trying to trigger essentially a healing response in a localized area.
Okay.
And I scraped your shoulders before, I scraped your neck before. Do cupping sometimes. Again, trying to
cupping.
Yeah, cupping. So we use suction cups. It's an ancient Eastern medicine. Really, it got popular when Michael Phelps showed up in the Olympics with all these bruises all over his body.
Perfect circles.
Where did that come from? What is that? Cupping basically uses these suction cups, and it uses a pump to basically draw up fluid, and we're trying to basically create a pocket inside of that body. So we're pulling up fascia, we're pulling up skin, pulling blood flow to that area. Then I also like to move the muscles when we have those cups on there. So now we're trying to basically pull fluid through that area, get the fascia to cooperate with all this stuff. Really where I find that could come in too. The side effect being you're going to have big circle bruises. You're going to get beaten up by an octopus or something like that.
What gives you the inspiration to give somebody cupping versus dry needling versus scraping?
It really depends on the individual case. When there's a lot of scar tissue, I want to scrape and try to get that scar tissue out. When people feel like they have a lot of fascia restrictions, it just feels like they're just sticky in there. That's when something like cupping would be a little bit more beneficial, I think. Sometimes people have requests. The cupping last time did great, or the dry needling made everything feel so much better. I want to do that again. So that's typically where I'll lean towards with some of those. I like to have a lot of tools in my toolbox. I like to consider my treatments like a Swiss Army knife, and I have a little bit of something for everything. But after we do all this muscle work, all the massage-y type stuff, trying to butter you up so you're not so scared of being in here, reduce some of that discomfort, then we like to get into a bit of a stretch. So big one here I like to do on most people is a hip flexor stretch. We sit too much. Everybody sits too much. 6 to 8 hours a day. They say sitting's the new smoking. Probably heard that before.
I've heard that.
So what we're trying to do is stretch out those muscles that get tight from sitting, one of which is our hip flexor. So what I'm doing is drawing this up. I want you to tell me when you feel a good stretch.
Best number.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead. Now I'm going to have you resist that pressure there by pushing down. Good. And then relax. Try to let that fall. And then we're going to go deeper into the stretch. Now, by having you push against me, I'm tricking your muscles into stretching further than they want to. Typically.
Oh, I get the concept. Yeah.
I never knew that either.
Common sense.
We have these cool things in our muscles. They're called muscle spindles, and they basically tell us our brain when something is stretched. And what we're trying to do is override that and trick them into thinking, you know, your muscle's not going to tear off by me stretching you. We need to get that stretch in there, and it's your nervous system that's telling you something's stretching.
Right.
So now I'm trying to override that and calm that down and basically change that threshold a little bit so that you can accept a stretch in a muscle. It doesn't come out as just being painful.
Right.
So then after we stretch out what we need to stretch, we're going to get into, I want to do this leg too. I don't like that one alone.
Okay. And man, will you grab the phone and put it right here, my phone face up? It looks like we lost.
Excuse me. Excuse me, audience.
Push down right here. And rest.
All right. And what time? What's the time?
It's right here. It's 8:30.
Good. Relax that,
man.
Yeah, baby. All right, now we're going to get into the fun part, the adjustment part.
Awesome.
So, okay. Again, what we're doing here now, I'm looking for those areas that don't feel like they're moving like they should.
That just popped.
Some of that stuff just moves on its own. Again, every joint in our body should have a normal range of motion. And what I personally look for is the ones that aren't moving the way they should or the ones that are moving too much. And the ones that are moving too much, we want to activate and stabilize. The ones that aren't moving enough, we want to mobilize and get them moving again. So I feel a little spot right in here. This is right around your T5-6. I'm going to maybe take a deep breath in, let that all the way out, and just there.
Ooh.
Good. Ooh, I heard it.
That's where the crack addict thing comes in.
Ooh, that's the crack addict.
And then I'm going to have you lay on your right side here facing me. I'm going to get your low back. Most people want to hear the crack. That's a gratifying thing.
Yes.
Really, what I'm looking for is movement. So if it doesn't pop, it's not like the it didn't
it's
work.
The world.
And guys, this is my least favorite one. Yeah. Oh.
We're good here. We're gonna relax here and a push right.
Oh, all right. Woo. You're on your back. Don't matter, but
you
I heard
through your feet, right?
It still feels like
I'm squeeze around here. I'm just gonna get your neck. This is a fun one here.
And man, just adjust his microphone.
Stay. I'm sorry, everyone.
Don't.
That worked there.
Perfect.
All right. Let's see. We go across the side.
I think this is my favorite. Yeah.
I heard that about a mile away.
Did the world
you
hear that?
Squeeze by and get one more over here.
I just need my earbud. Okay.
And last one right
over. Woo!
Very good. Oh, man.
Awesome. Yes. Can I have that earbud?
I'm trying to find it. It I got you. It in the white rug here.
There we go.
He's got it.
Got it.
Awesome.
All right.
So after that, then we're going to have you sit on up here. And like to finish up a little stretch. And this point is usually when I'll give you some home exercises to do, some kind of retractions, ways to do this stretch at your own. You have, you know, half an hour with me. You still have the other 23 hours of the day. So we got to make sure you have something to do on your own to make sure this results last.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you grab onto your head here.
Okay.
So take one hand there. Yep. This hand's going to grab underneath the table, and I want you to kind of pull down in here until you feel that trapped area
Ooh,
start
I
to stretch.
Feel it already.
So you can do this on both sides. You hold it for 10, 15, 30 seconds.
Don't overdo it then, or how should you do it?
I like, you know, three times a day, but I want you to do this throughout the day.
But and the stretch, should we pull on it?
I want you to get a good stretch, not 4 or 5 out of 10 pain. The best
right
way to describe
right
it.
Right on.
And if it's more painful as you do it, then we got to calm it down and do a little less there.
I always say, too, in yoga, it's like, imagine like your dog.
Yeah.
So it should be elegant and graceful. So
very good.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's kind of the Cliff's Notes version of what we normally do, Dan.
Yeah,
so.
That's an abbreviated version of treatment.
Yeah,
that was great.
You give a lot of more attention in the whole nine yards to that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. But it's amazing. It's like there's a chemical that gets released. I can't quite
what,
describe
what is
it,
that, Dan? Because I feel it too when you do it to me. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll hold that thought because in our next segment coming back, we're going to be back in the chair and we'll wrap things up and answer some of those great mysteries of chiropractic care.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Don't go away, guys. Peace. Welcome back, everybody, to The Good Soul. This is episode 12, Pain-Free Living. And I have to say, I am totally on my Dr. Dan buzz right now.
Yep.
What I'm
every time she
about.
Leaves, out, it's,
right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like a chemical gets released.
Yep.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell
there's,
me.
There's a lot going on there. I mean, first of all, we're trying to affect the nervous system.
Okay.
Your nervous system is the wiring that controls your body. And there's a lot of, I guess you might call them neurotransmitters, chemicals that get released when you have these, especially with adjustments like that or manipulation, endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, all that stuff that there's feel good chemicals there. Because we're relaxing your body. Your body is getting out of discomfort, even if you're not completely aware of that discomfort being there, we're affecting it still in a way to, which is why your brain is saying, oh yeah, we
we like this stuff. You know, let's give you a dose of this because we want more, you know.
Yeah. I literally feel like the rubber band man when I leave you. And I love for 24 years. I've been doing hot 26 Bikram yoga. And it's a different, it's a similar feeling, but it's different because even there, you know, so if you know the sequence, half moon, so spine, 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 side, side, back, back is the first entree into the sequence. And I always like, I have to crack certain bones, like while like always on my second side of half moon, I'm on the left and I bend my knees to crack my ankles and crack my knees. I get like this, I guess it's this rush I get, but yeah, I am living it right now and you guys are watching it firsthand.
I have you can see.
Oh my God. I feel like, so good. I'm like, well, this is why I get so frustrated and why Rob gets frustrated at you. Cause know, it's I, like well, what me, my husband has MS. He suffers from incredible amounts of pain, both joint and muscle pain.
Absolutely.
You know, zapping his nerve damage. And it's like, dude, you got to go to Dr. Dan. Yeah. And all of you guys, same thing. I mean, everybody comes into the studio and I say this on repeat. Now you're a chiropractor, so this shouldn't surprise you. But for me, everybody that comes in the studio, they come up to me and they like, they're the only person ever in the world ever got injured. And they're like, ah, and I love it because I love hearing their stories. And I always say to them, nobody comes to yoga because they feel good and life is great. They're addicted. They're abused. They're in pain. They're injured. They're going through chemo. Like, and I'm sure the same thing applies to your vocation.
Absolutely.
Is that, I mean, how rewarding is that for you? For me, like just looking at me in this place right now. Yeah. You're not like, ha.
Yeah. And it is. Exactly. Well, I mean, it, you know, really, I mean, it is, that's the best part of my job right now is basically that I'm able to provide this stuff with my hands that gives people relief and, in some cases, changes lives too. It's not every case like that, but I mean, it's
the ones that work.
But at the same time, it's just that is like the most gratifying part of the job is being able to help people just by using my hands and my knowledge, and that is has made it the right profession for me, and I don't get bored doing this either. I still love what I do, and I'm passionate about it. So
yeah. How much of that is attributed to the patient meeting you halfway? I mean, do you have people that come in and you're like, no way, this isn't going to work?
Yes. Some of it is the skeptics are my favorite because I want somebody that is thinking, my favorite is the typical spouse made this appointment for me. I don't want to be here. They're paying for it. They told me I should see you. And then by the end of it, they're like, when can I come back?
I love that.
Yeah. And that's really what I like to break down those kind of doors there. Or just people that have been, I've been seeing chiropractors my whole life. You know, I just need this, this, and this. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it my way and see how you like it. And then having that shift of, wow, I didn't even know this was a thing. This is really different. What do you call this? It's like, well, I'm a chiropractor, but it's manual therapy too.
Yeah, my sister Kelly is not at all a skeptic, but she lives in New Jersey. She's here probably every month and a half to 2 months. And every time she's coming, I'm like, we have to make an appointment for you to see Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
Because her neck is, it's usually her neck. But another interesting thing, I think back on I'm Not Your Guru with Tony Robbins. And at the end of the program, it's on Netflix, he said something, he brought up the guy who delivers the water. And everyone is important in this machine we call life.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone is important. So for me to get frustrated at a student if they can't do something a certain way, or to me, if they're leaving here better human beings, and as I said in the first segment, going out and being better husbands, better wives, better lovers, better friends, like this is what we're here to do, is to lift each other up. So you play a very important role. Just as the guy who's delivering the water at the Tony Robbins seminar is playing a really important role, some more important than others. But that's something really valuable. And I hope that people understand that no matter what we're doing, whether you're working at Panera Bread or what,
you're part of this whole thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, I say you're part of the whole wheel. I mean, that makes life turn. I mean, how just a small compliment from somebody at like you said, like a Panera Bread or something, just says, oh yeah, I like your hair today. And how uplifting that can be to people, and just, you know, changing people's lives with that, and just changes their week and immediately, you know, that's, and people don't understand how little things like that can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Well, I had to talk with Chris McClure about this yesterday, and I don't want to go too off topic here, but it was very similar. I was down and out about something, and you know, he said one line, and I you know, today he was in for class and I was like, Chris, it's amazing. You said the simplest thing.
Yeah.
I went outside.
Yeah, I feel better.
I don't know what he, yeah, I know. Chris McClure, thank you. Well, no, this was strange. I was so cranky, which is very rare. And anybody who watches the show regularly or knows me knows it's rare that I'm like cranky, except my husband, who was like, yeah, she's, no. But seriously, and I opened the door and the leaf blowers were outside. And something about the sound of the leaf blowers and the vibration, like, felt good to me.
Yeah.
And I turned and Chris was standing there, who's a licensed therapist. And yeah. I said, Chris, I don't know what's wrong with me that listening to the leaf blowers, it was like listening to heavy metal.
Yeah.
Or I was thinking of Ben Affleck and The Accountant when he was doing his shin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I needed something like to Brillo something on, like, and just so
it's abrasive. Yeah.
But the yoga and the chiropractic work has a very similar, you know, like feel to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why people, I think, get addicted to exercise and yoga and just different forms of these, because people that aren't in it or don't know about it, they're like, well, aren't you tired afterwards? It's like, no, you find this opposite. New energy and you have this new fulfillment in your body that you're stoic. I mean, that to me, like, exercise is one of my favorite therapies. Like, you know,
yeah.
I remember during COVID, it was like, yeah, I need my therapy of exercising in a gym or something like that, because kind of thing. And
they were trying to keep us out.
Yeah.
Get it. Yeah. Now, Bill always says, Bill is he's in my ear. He's our producer. He says, I want to run through a brick wall. That's how you should feel after these treatments. So supporting methods. We talked a little bit about this on my adjustment, but cupping, scraping, dry needle. I don't like the dry needling.
Yeah, that's something newer. Yeah, yeah, and not everybody's a big fan of that.
A lot of people love it, though.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was, you know, early on, I saw basically like a 30-30 split kind of thing, or 30-30-30, or whatever, 30.
Yeah.
But there's a group of people that best thing I ever did, a group of people that I'll never do it again, and then it was okay. I did get certified with that. I'm trying to find its usefulness, I guess, with people can do it anywhere on the body, which is pretty wild too.
Yeah.
Again, just another tool in my toolbox. If I'm working and something's not hitting right, then I'll switch to dry needling or try some other technique.
Yeah. Well, for me, the entrepreneur in me too says it's another product, right? It's another opportunity. It's another cash revenue stream.
Absolutely.
I am reminded of what it's like to get my Botox. And when they put those needles in my forehead and it's a tiny needle, but I hear and it reminds me of that.
Yeah,
and I don't want to move when you had them in me. You did it that one time.
Yeah,
and I was like, I just can't.
Yep. And that's where I'm just,
I guess you picked up on my body language because we never even talked about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yep. That's totally
never
fine.
Even
asked
me.
If something doesn't work, we'll move on to the next. Yep.
No more. But I love what you had mentioned, and I talked about this too, is it's just like weight loss, elimination of pain. It is not a one shot deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is Dr. Dan. It is exercise. It is yoga, meditation,
mental
health, proper nutrition.
Absolutely.
Proper nutrition. Mm-hmm. We want to avoid inflammatory foods,
absolutely.
I'm assuming. Is there anything else you think kind of complements?
Sleep. Absolutely. Good
sleep.
Oh, sleep. Yeah,
of course.
One of the bigger ones. Yeah.
That's a big one.
But having fulfillment in mental life. I mean, that kind of thing. And finding stuff that fulfills your day or brings you happiness and doing that too.
Yeah. Well, that's a big reason. I always want to build on that notion with the podcast. And I say this in probably 80-90% of the classes I teach, is a happy, healthy you is going to create a happy, healthy world around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you're the only smart one and everyone else is an idiot, then you're not there yet.
Absolutely.
You're not enlightened, you know, and you're not growing. So, and I really do like, I think the most important thing though, and my biggest takeaway with you, and if anybody local to the Lake Norman area is looking for elimination of pain, I know you're not desperate for business because it's really hard to get an appointment with you sometimes. But once you get in and you get a standing appointment with him, is that it's just you. It's you and your wife. And
absolutely.
Of course, Chanel is there giving massages too, correct?
Yep.
Thai yoga massage.
She does Thai and deep tissue and stuff like that.
Yeah, that also. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Serena, that's real quick. Your wife, Serena.
My wife, Serena, she's also a chiropractor. Yes. We met in school and she practices in the same office as me. So we have two kids and we trade off right now, which is great. We have a great work-life balance of we both get time with our kids and we both get time at the office. You know, sometimes staying home is more work than being at the office, but
Yeah.
We both have the same education, do a lot of the similar things. She has more specialization in pregnancy. She has a lot of pregnancy education there.
Babies too?
Absolutely, yeah.
You guys have conflict, you and your wife, what's better to do? When-
No, we try to keep that very separate there. We both are good at what we do, and we know what we're good at.
And you have your style of doing things.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, she sees babies. My kids have been adjusted since they've been days old.
And two kids, let's say. You have newborn. Two children.
Yeah, and we had a newborn in our office last week, 7 days old. Wasn't turning their head, so she's able to, you know, address that. Very different than what I did with you, but very effective. And people would be surprised to see how amazing, how fast kids respond because they don't have these terrible habits that we have.
I love it. Dan, I hate to do this to you, but I have to cut you off. Oh, you guys, it's been great. You can catch us on 105.9 Saturday from 9 to 10. Follow us on all your favorite platforms. Thank you for being here. We love you. Remember, guys, a happy, healthy you creates a happy, healthy universe around you. So do the work, look in the mirror, go be great. See you next time on The Good Soul.